Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
It was a split night for a split country.
Town Hall with President Donald Trump.
Town Hall with Joe Biden starts right now.
A recap, and do we dare fact check what they said? Oh, yes, we will. And then?
Ramapo not cooperating with the state-led COVID enforcement.
I find it very frustrating.
Sean Adams is there. Marla Diamond is at Federal Court Manhattan this morning with another lawsuit over COVID.
Ramapo.
First the Catholic Church, now Jewish organizations sue Governor Cuomo, claiming the steps he's taken to quell the coronavirus are anti-Semitic.
All right, going to be a fun morning. In sports, it was a fun night.
A walk-off home run in the ALCS.
The Houston Astros win it in the bottom of the ninth.
And Le'Veon Bell is a Kansas City Chief.
Government forecasters don't expect much of a winter wallop this year. We're going to ask Craig Allen what he thinks and why Joe Connolly thinks Wall Street's numbers are so good they could be a PR problem. This is Friday, October 16th.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
Good morning, I'm Wayne Cabot. Good to have you here. Friday, it's going to be a wet day today, starting off showery and then rainy and maybe stormy later on as well. We'll check in with Craig Allen and also ask about what the federal forecasters are seeing in the winter prognostication. I don't know how much credit you want to give that, but we'll see what Craig thinks. Mid-60s this morning, dropping throughout the day. Joe Biden still won't answer the question of whether he'd pack the Supreme Court. And President Trump made false claims about the economy and voter fraud. Let's dive in now, deep with Steve Burns.
Just like the first debate, the two candidates were talking at the same time, but now they were on different channels in different cities. President Trump faced a series of rapid-fire questions from NBC's Savannah Guthrie, including his feelings on the QAnon conspiracy theory.
I know nothing about it. I do know they are very much against pedophilia. They fight it very hard.
Guthrie also followed up on what she saw as the president's hesitation to condemn white supremacy.
I denounce white supremacy, okay?
You did 2 days later.
I've denounced white supremacy for years, but you always do it. You always start off with a question. You didn't ask Joe Biden whether or not he denounces Antifa.
On ABC, Joe Biden was facing more nuanced questions on race, including his support for the 1994 crime bill. Critics contended contributed to mass incarceration and racial inequities.
Well, first of all, things have changed drastically. That crime bill went and voted. The Black Caucus voted for it. Every black mayor supported it.
Biden eventually told George Stephanopoulos it was a mistake to support the bill because of how states implemented the law. Now, Biden says the police shouldn't be defunded, but reformed.
We can do this. You can ban chokeholds. You can, beyond that, you have to teach people how to de-escalate circumstances. De-escalate. So instead of anybody coming at you and the first thing you do is shoot to kill, you shoot them in the leg.
Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
And about the pack the court dodge and about those false claims, we'll have a fact check after we cover some of what else is new this morning. Well, you know, there was so much unity early on, mostly in those early days of the COVID shutdowns for all of us. We were all involved. But now that only a few neighborhoods are being forced to sacrifice to contain their cases, it's not going well at all. Lawsuits in federal court, accusations of anti-Semitism, and now the Rockland executive calling out one of his towns. Let's go there to Sean Adams in Ramapo. Sean, good morning. What did Ed Day say to you? What has him so livid?
Well, local municipalities are supposed to be helping out here, help a state police task force enforce COVID restrictions in the hot zones. Rockland County Executive Ed Day is frustrated because Ramapo is not cooperating.
The position they've had is that they're handling it themselves. The sheriff has spoken to the town of Ramapo law enforcement personnel, and they basically, their position is we're doing it on our own. And the position of the governor is, no, you're not. Your governor has been saying you need to be part of this task force and get things done in a more orderly manner.
Governor Cuomo has actually saluted County Executive Day for getting tough, having the health department issue violations and fines to schools and bus companies that don't have children wear masks.
And I'm hopeful that Ramapo wakes up and gets the message. I had a personal conversation with the governor. He informed me that he did read the riot act to them.
In the past, the town has said they're doing everything to enforce COVID restrictions. This time around, no immediate response from Ramapo. Wayne?
Sean, you have an update for us on the COVID cases there? How are they doing?
Yeah, so when these hot zones were identified, the eastern portion of Ramapo was really in a bad state. The numbers are trending down. So the positive test rate in the red zone, Rockland County, this midweek was 8.4%. All across Rockland County, 3.6%. So the numbers are coming down, but there's caution here. We're told that one-day numbers don't tell the whole story. We need a broader picture, so we really need to see a bigger drop over a seven-day period, and they would like to see those numbers get down to about 1%, which is the positive test rate across the entire state.
All right, Sean, thank you. Red zones in New York City are, the state says, simply where the COVID cases are worse, and that's it. But words matter, and some Jewish groups are using the state's words in a federal lawsuit claiming anti-Semitism. Marla Diamond joins us live on that. Marla, what words?
Well, the complaint filed in the Southern District of New York, Wayne, which includes Rockland, claims the governor's executive order was based on fear, citing leaked recordings of phone calls between the governor and Jewish leaders in which Cuomo reportedly called the closures in the red zone a quote-unquote fear-driven response. The plaintiffs also said Cuomo threatened to close down religious institutions if the community did not agree to follow his rules. The Jewish groups suing the state say the governor has ignored repeated pleas to rescind his order, singling out particular religious communities and houses of worship that they say are being treated unfairly.
Marla, any response yet from the governor?
Indeed, there is. He was critical of the lawsuit yesterday, saying that the perception does not fit the reality, and that is what he's focused on. He added that the current restrictions limiting houses of worship to 10 attendees are less strict than at the start of the shutdown in March, when everything was closed down. If there's a lack of compliance and a lack of enforcement, the governor says, plain and simple, there will be an outbreak.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
The market futures are mixed right now, and Joe Connolly is here right now with this morning's big money story. Joe, Wall Street numbers are so good they could be a PR problem.
Yes, Wayne. Aaron Elstein in Crane's Business says, Microsoft makes software, Disney makes entertainment, and Wall Street makes money. So much money, Wall Street may have this PR problem if Democrats win control of the Senate. Because of the active financial markets, J.P. Morgan Chase reported higher third quarter earnings than a year ago before the pandemic. Goldman Sachs profitability is the highest in 10 years. Morgan Stanley says the investment management business is the best it's been in 14 years. Morgan Stanley says they're overcapitalized, which is the financial industry way of saying they have more money than they know what to do with. It takes zero imagination to envision Senator Elizabeth Warren holding hearings about Wall Street, enriching themselves with record profits and higher bonuses as others suffer and just try to get through. Reckless lending, lavish bonuses, and then selling bad investments to others led to the financial crisis 12 years ago that led to the backlash that spawned some of the divisiveness in the country now. But the city and state will benefit from Wall Street's strong numbers because the state of New York gets as much as 17% of its tax revenues from business and personal taxes on Wall Street. Wayne?
Now the weather day ahead from Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen. Craig?
The conditions will deteriorate as we go through the morning and into the afternoon. Showers will turn into a steadier rain. It's certainly a very mild start to the day in the 60s, but falling into the 50s as we go through the afternoon once that wind shifts around to the northwest or northerly direction. And again, it's a steadier rain that goes on into a good portion of the night, and by tomorrow morning, it's in the mid-40s. Saturday becoming partly to mostly sunny with a gusty cool breeze. It will stay between 55 and 60 for the afternoon. And Sunday mostly sunny. Sunday's nice, 60 to 65, not too much in the way of a wind. Right now in the city, we have temperatures that are in the mid-60s, a very mild start. Humidity 87% with south winds. Rain on the way, though, with temperatures falling into the 50s.
Hey, before you run, I'm trying to make sense of these maps that the federal government just put out predicting winter into 2021. I'm sure you've seen it. What do you think for our area?
Totally, yeah. You notice how it's total opposite of what the Farmer's Almanac came out with. But the only thing I can say is that the Farmer's Almanac comes out with a colder and snowier winter than it should be every single year. The National Weather Service is basing their predictions on La Nina, and that particular episode is well underway, and it's a pretty strong one, too, and that drives the weather systems through the wintertime. So if La Nina holds, it certainly could make for a slightly warmer than normal winter and less precipitation.
Craig Allen on the Morning News Roundup. Brad is next. Houston, you don't seem to have a problem at all. Keep on winning. Brad Heller's here with the Sports Roundup. Brad.
Good morning, Wayne. Yeah, from down 3-0 to down 3-2, the Astros are just hanging around still in this ALCS. Carlos Correa, the walk-off home run on the bottom of the ninth last night to beat the Rays 4-3.
Walking off the field, I said, I'm going to end it. You know, I could feel that my swing was in sync. I could feel that my rhythm was good. I could feel that I wanted to drive the ball, and I felt like I could do it.
Yeah, manager Dusty Baker confirmed that Correa called a shot, and Baker said he told Correa, go ahead, man, go do it. Well, in the NLCS, the Braves are doing it. They now lead the Dodgers 3-1 after a 10-2 rout in Game 4. Braves are now one win away from their first World Series since 1999. Bryce Wilson gave up just one hit in six innings in his postseason debut. He outpitched Clayton Kershaw, Marcell Ozuna, two home runs and four RBIs. No days off, Wayne. Both series continue tonight.
Hey, Brad, seems like Le'Veon Bell might have known what he was doing, huh?
Yeah, right. From the winless Jets to the defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs, Bell gets a one-year deal. He tweeted last night a picture of himself photoshopped in a red Chiefs uniform, and he wrote, Kansas City, Chiefs Kingdom, thank you for the opportunity. Let's go. Now, if Bell wants a shot at a Super Bowl, that's, of course, the place to be. But if he actually wants the ball, it could be another story. The Chiefs have enough weapons to be their own fantasy team. Bell can end up splitting time with talented rookie running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Now, he can't suit up right away, though. He needs at least six straight days of negative COVID-19 tests before he can even walk in the team facility. But that is still plenty of time, Wayne, before the Chiefs face the Jets on November 1st.
The Friday Morning News Roundup is on. Good morning, I'm Wayne Cabot, and here are three things to know, sponsored by Altice. Well, New Jerseyans who cannot pay their utilities have an extension now, March 15th. Utilities don't mind, because Governor Murphy's order means you eventually do have to pay. A second thing, a man tries to climb the New York Times building, makes it to the sixth floor before they pull the window out and pull him in. Our producer, Lou Zambrana, says, I remember it being a much bigger deal when someone did that in 2011. Maybe it's because now it's 2020. Third thing, Chris Christie, after a week in the Morristown Medical Center ICU with COVID, says, I was wrong to not wear a mask at the Amy Coney Barrett announcement. And I was wrong not to wear a mask at my multiple debate prep sessions with the president and the rest of his team. He said he believed that when he entered the White House grounds, he entered a safe zone due to the testing that he and others underwent every day. But says Christie, I was wrong. Wear a mask. Speaking of right and wrong, the Associated Press has this fact check of Trump and Biden statements from last night that need, shall we say, clarification. Trump, we had the greatest economy in the history of our country. Fact, Reagan averaged 4.2% economic growth under Trump 2.4 pre-pandemic. election fraud. Trump, when I see thousands of ballots dumped in a garbage can and they happen to have my name on it, I'm not happy about it. Fact, nobody has seen that. No cases involving thousands of ballots dumped in the trash have been reported. What about those military ballots marked for Trump tossed in the trash in Pennsylvania? Evidence, the president says, of a possible plot to steal the election. That happened in a Republican-controlled county where election officials say seven ballots, along with two unopened ones, were accidentally tossed by a single contract worker, and the authorities swiftly fixed that. On crime, Joe Biden, the crime bill did not have mandatory sentences except for three strikes and you're out, which I voted against. Fact, not only did Biden vote for the bill, he wrote it, including mandatory life sentences for three-time violent offenders, three strikes. Troops in Afghanistan, Biden, they have more people there now than when I left. Fact, the U.S. has 5,000 troops there now. Under Obama, Biden, it never dropped below 8,400. One more thing, Biden refused to clarify whether he would pack the Supreme Court with more bodies to blunt a conservative majority. Here's what he said.
If I had answered the question directly, then all the focus would be on what's Biden going to do if he wins, instead of on, is it appropriate what is going on now?
You're still not a fan?
Well, I'm not a fan. I then say it depends on how this turns out. Not how he wins, but how it's handled.
Biden said, yeah, voters have a right to know where he stands, and he said they will before they vote. More than 15 million Americans have already voted. Savannah Guthrie on NBC asked Trump about his retweet of a fringe conspiracy theory that Biden orchestrated the killing of SEAL Team 6 to cover up the fake death of Osama bin Laden.
I'll put it out there. People can decide for themselves.
I don't get that. You're the president. You're not like someone's crazy uncle who can just retweet whatever.
Bottom line, does it matter to anyone who watched Larry Sabato, University of Virginia? What do you think?
I can guarantee you when the audience numbers come out, if any research is done, overwhelmingly the people watching Biden were Democrats already committed to Biden. And the Trump audience was overwhelmingly Republican with people who were already committed to vote for him, which is why the exercise in the end was kind of useless.
And that is your comprehensive morning news roundup, Friday, October 16th.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.